Welcome to the Academy FM Primary Careers Project interviews. You're about to listen to an interview with a control and instrumentation technician for Dungeness Nuclear Power Station in Kent. It was done by the Year 5s and 6 students at Sellinge School near Folkestone. In this interview, you will hear about how Sam got to do this job, the qualification he needs, and his shift patterns and so on. If you have any students who would like to be an electrician, or who like solving problems, then this job is one they might not have thought of, but is certainly one to be interested in. Before you listen, you might want to explore what this job might be about. We asked our students to write down all the sorts of questions they'd like to ask someone doing this job. You could ask your students to jot down ideas on how long they think it would take to train to do this job, what sort of person would be good at this job, do you wear a special uniform, and how much does Sam earn? This is a great question for discussion, as some people think it's rude to ask, and others might tell you exactly how much they earn. You could also ask, do you work in a team? After listening to this interview, you can measure how well the children have listened to find out these answers. Before you listen, you could think about what it would be like to work in a nuclear power station. The Dungeness Nuclear Power Station has some really good resources. Go to www.edfenergy.com/prettycurious. This is a great STEM job, so if you're studying electricity and renewable energy, this would link with that part of the curriculum. If you want to find more interviews and careers work by Academy FM Folkestone, please go to our website, academyfmfolkestone.com, and Folkestone is spelt Folkestone. Here's our interview with Sam.
The Year 5 and 6 pupils of Sellinge Primary School visited Dungeness Power Station to find out what jobs there are inside a nuclear power station. Here's Sam telling us about his job.
What is your name?
My name is Sam Jarrett, and I'm a CNI technician at the power station. So that means control and instrumentation.
So what do you do as your work?
So I work in the control and instrumentation department in the DART team, which is so when things break, we go out to fix them. So mostly I do electronics and small mechanical fiddly bits that we use to control the power station and control the bits of kit that we use.
Are you in charge?
No, I'm not in charge. No, I have bosses, but I'm not anyone's boss.
How long have you been doing this job?
I've been doing this job about 8 years. So 4 years was training and 4 years I've been a technician. So it's quite a long apprenticeship that we do to start with.
Do you like what you do and why?
I do like what I do. So I like fixing things. So it's quite satisfying when something doesn't work to come along and leave the to work on that bit of equipment and leave it working better than when you started. So you can really see the impact you've had in your job. So I love it. It's great.
Is your job stressful?
I don't find it stressful because I enjoy it so much. I think it could be stressful because there are some quite short time frames that we have to get jobs done. So when a bit of equipment fails or is broken, we have to fix it often quite quickly. So that can be stressful, but there's lots of people on the power station who are there to help you. So providing you get all the help and all the assistance you need, and because I really enjoy the job as well, that means that I don't find it too stressful normally, no.
Do you have to wear a uniform?
I don't wear a uniform per se, but I do have to wear overalls and hard hats and things which you've probably worn when you did your tour, just to keep you safe. So we call it personal protective equipment, gloves and things, to make sure that we don't get injured by anything on plant. So it's not a uniform, but it is branded EDF, so it's a kind of uniform, I suppose.
Do you work on your birthday?
I do work on my birthday usually. Yeah, we get quite a lot of holiday time off we can book, but I don't tend to do it. Or I don't tend to book it off on my birthday because there are other times to do. Yeah.
Is it okay if I ask how much you earn?
How much I earn? Yeah, it's a good amount of money. There's a lot of potential in industry to earn good salaries because the skills that we have are in demand. So there's always people wanting us to work for them, which means that you can get paid quite well. So yeah, definitely an industry is a good place to be for that.
What is your favourite bit about your job?
My favourite bit about my job, I think, is when there's a problem that you can help people solve. So when someone has a bit of equipment that they want to work and it doesn't, I can come and help them. So when there's a quite a complex problem, that moment where you figure out what's wrong and you can fix it is my favourite bit. That's good.
Yeah.
What's the worst bit about your job?
The worst bit about my job? That's a question and a half, isn't it, to answer? I think sometimes we've got to work outside. If something has broken and we need to fix it, it doesn't matter what the weather's like at all. So we have to go outside in the snow and the rain and all sorts of things like that. So that can be a bit hard sometimes, but...
Do you work in a team or by yourself?
So there is a team of us, but it depends on the day. So I work within a team, but individual jobs are often done, I do on my own, or I will have an apprentice quite often. So some jobs require a team to do it because there are larger problems or there are things in different areas that you need to coordinate with each other. But most of my individual jobs are like, if it's fixing a circuit board in the workshop or something like that, I just do that on my own or with a trainee. So we've always got, every year we get new apprentices, so there's always trainees around. You're helping teach them a lot of the time, so you're not often actually ending up completely alone.
What qualifications do you need to do your job?
So to start with, it's GCSEs, so you need your 5 GCSEs, so English, Maths and Science being the key ones. Maths is really helpful, and so is Science. And then on your apprenticeship that you do before you can become a technician, we do MVQs in maintenance engineering. So we get qualifications out of doing the training that we do before with the company. So we're paid to study at that point, so it's okay. But before we join, it's 5 good GCSEs, basically.
Did you go to university or college?
I did not go to university, no. So the apprenticeship's kind of like an alternative to going to a university, so you get paid to do your training. I did do A-levels, but I didn't do very well at them. So.
We learned that you don't have to go to college or university to get a job. You can do an apprenticeship. This means you are still learning skills, but you are getting paid whilst you get your qualifications.